The UDO is a fluid document that sets Bloomington zoning regulations and land use laws on private property. It could be changed each year based on the priorities in the city's comprehensive plan.
How the community envisions itself over the next 25 to 30 years, and then using that guiding document, the zoning codes are updated.
That's the city's development services manager, Jackie Scanlon. She hosted a series of public forums late last year that began the process of changing the large document. In the forums, members of the public could ask questions over any zoning changes, and as Scanlon mentions, the community was very engaged.
People are worried about their properties, and the idea of change can be scary. And people, especially here in Bloomington and other college towns, often look at things from the lens of the undergraduate student renters.
The change that had several residents worried was the complete repeal of single-family housing to allow for duplexes and triplexes in many core neighborhoods. These areas are categorized as R4 zones, and they covered a substantial portion of the proposed UDO map as it was drawn in late 2020.
By adding additional housing options to those areas, we are addressing those issues raised in the comprehensive plan about increasing equity and, you know, thinking about our community in a way that could increase our sustainability and encourage more residents in the future.
This is not the first time the city has tried to incorporate plexes into the UDO. An added amendment was on the table for city council back in 2019, but the council voted it down due to strong public resistance. Chris Sturbaum was on city council at the time. He recently told City Limits that he was surprised to see the amendment resurface.
From the very beginning, we resisted this plan to upzone these neighborhoods. At least a majority of us did. We thought that was decided, and I lost an election, and now, new start of the year, it's back.
But after hearing the public's concerns during this latest round of changes, Scanlon says the newly revised UDO map was released last week and shows a significant decrease in R4 zones. She says the rollback went down by about 75%.
We're starting slower than we had originally intended to make sure that that can be done in a sensitive way that doesn't harm the neighborhoods.
She says another measure taken to preserve the neighborhoods was making all plexes a conditional use. This means each duplex or triplex must be approved on a case-by-case basis by the city's Board of Zoning Appeals.
What we've done is target some key areas on the edges or in nodes of the community that seem to make sense. If we're going to try to have the inclusion of these buildings that have more units than the traditional one.
The revised map is available on the city's website at bloomington.in.gov/planning/UDO. The map and all proposed changes and amendments will move to the Plan Commission on March 8th. Scanlon says online public feedback will still be accepted until that meeting, although she doesn't anticipate any changes between now and then.
So what we've published is what we think will go to Plan Commission on the 8th. There could be some small changes or additions, but we don't expect that to happen. It wouldn't be anything with the map unless we found something that was an error.
After the Plan Commission approves the series of 10 ordinances that make up this UDO, along with added amendments, it will be up to the City Council to cast a final vote on all changes sometime in April. But until that happens, anything is subject to change. For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Burks.